This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Presidency and the start of another. The president will wave goodbye for the final time as he'll board Air Force One, or really Marine One, and fly away while the band plays on. And then later in the day, it's the inauguration of Joe Biden as the next president. How do you feel, America? Are you feeling optimistic, pessimistic, depressed, happy? I think there's a wide range of emotions with the crew that are listening to this show. And how about COVID? Yep, that horrible number, 400,000. We have surpassed it. I don't think that's a surprise. And then on the upside, Mega Millions. Did you win? Do you have any of the winning numbers to pick yourself up with? It's been crazy. Lotto fever has slammed into the United States with both Mega Millions and the Powerball jackpot, too, as well. So, of course, we're going to mention that. And we have a mic drop moment. But maybe the mic drop moment is the final words of the president. Listen to what Donald Trump, our president, had to say today.
For nearly 250 years, in the face of every challenge, Americans have always summoned our unmatched courage, confidence, and fierce independence. These are the miraculous traits that once led millions of everyday citizens to set out across a wild continent and carve out a new life in the Great West. It was the same profound love of our God-given freedom that willed our soldiers into battle and our astronauts into space. As I think back on the past 4 years, one image rises in my mind above all others. Whenever I traveled all along the motorcade route, there were thousands and thousands of people. They came out with their families so that they could stand as we passed and proudly wave our great American flag. It never failed to deeply move me. I knew that they did not just come out to show their support of me. They came out to show me their support and love for our country. This is a republic of proud citizens who are united by our common conviction that America is the greatest nation in all of history. We are and must always be a land of hope, of light, and of glory to all the world. This is the precious inheritance that we must safeguard at every single turn. For the past 4 years, I have worked to do just that. From a great hall of Muslim leaders in Riyadh to a great square of Polish people in Warsaw, from the floor of the Korean Assembly to the podium at the United Nations General Assembly, and from the Forbidden City in Beijing to the shadow of Mount Rushmore, I fought for you, I fought for your family, I fought for our country. Above all, I fought for America and all it stands for, and that is safe, strong, proud, and free. Now, as I prepare to hand power over to a new administration at noon on Wednesday, I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Our communities will flourish. Our people will be prosperous. Our traditions will be cherished. Our faith will be strong. And our future will be brighter than ever before. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come. Thank you and farewell. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
All right, so that was longer, but that was a big portion of the tail end of what the president had to say. The president now moves on to what could be broadcasting, who knows, defending what happened on January 6th with an impeachment trial in the Senate. Don't know what's going on there. When I say don't know, we know it's moving forward, but will he actually do that? That is a question. And the president has discussed forming, apparently, a new political party in the last couple of days, hoping to continue his influence after leaving the White House. The Wall Street Journal reported that on Tuesday night. How serious the intentions are, that's unknown. But he would want to call a party the Patriot Party. This is according to sources from the Wall Street Journal. And again, this comes on the heels of a few things, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Tuesday taking to the Senate floor, blaming the president and others for sparking the flames that fueled the deadly break-in of the Capitol building as lawmakers were certifying Democrat Joe Biden's election win. This is the strongest words from Mitch McConnell that we've heard, period, during this whole thing, because there were moments that leaked out, things that apparently leaked out. But this was him on the Senate floor saying it. So what does that mean as far as Republicans and Republicans who would vote to impeach the president in the Senate? What specifically McConnell said is, the mob, this is what he said, the mob was fed lies. So while the president was delivering that last speech, it was pre-recorded, 20 minutes of it, McConnell at the same time was on the Senate floor saying that the mob was fed lies, they were provoked by the president and other powerful people. They tried to use fear and violence to stop the vote certification, but we pressed on. We stood together and said an angry mob would not get veto power over the rule of law in our nation, not even for one night. The House of Representatives last Wednesday impeached the president for a second time. The Senate has yet to schedule a trial to determine the president's guilt or innocence. On the impeachment charge of inciting of the Capitol. The Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, who's poised to become the Senate majority leader in coming days, said in a Senate speech that Trump is a threat to our constitutional order, whether he is in or out of office. The president's term ends on Wednesday when Joe Biden is sworn in. What does that mean? He's going to talk about unity, apparently, in his inauguration speech. This is a much smaller crowd, hardly any crowd, just people that would normally be there for the inauguration. What's there instead? Lots of American flags as far as the eye can see. What did Joe Biden have to say? That's coming up next. Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us on this show, and I'll meet you on the flip side.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Gets ready to leave the White House, and the moving vans have come and gone, and they're in Florida, and they've dropped off all of what I think they were going to drop off, and it's just a matter of flying away and a matter of being played out and red carpet, and that's what the president wanted. What he leaves behind in Washington is a question mark, whether he stays in politics and can stay in politics, or whether there is the impeachment in the Senate. And Mitch McConnell did something I didn't think he would do, because he flat out blamed him when before he was kind of wiggling around and doing the what I call Potomac two-step. So it wasn't clear as to what McConnell will do, and it's still not clear as to whether or not he would vote for impeachment in the Senate, and who will and who won't. But all of that, as far as the dates, that's still up in the air. In the meantime, what's happening is you have Capitol rioters who are holding out hope for a pardon, because this is the end of the pardons. And remember, the president has those cards to give out. It's what I call the get out of jail free cards, which that's what it is. You get to give the pardons out. That's one of the big kind of hurrahs, last hurrahs of a presidency. And there are some that are hoping that that's what will happen for them. But that's a big, long shot for several of those who were arrested for storming the Capitol. But they still are holding out hope. Long-time advisors, though, to the president are urging him against, remember, he's got lawyers, who they're urging him against a move, but the rioters contend their argument is compelling. They went to the Capitol to support Trump. Now they're facing charges carrying up to 20 years in prison, and they say it's time for him to support them. One of the real vocal ones is Jenna Ryan, who's a Dallas area real estate agent. She went on a private jet, her face and the jet and everything else, and everything she streamed was splashed all over the place. She went to the January 6th rally and the ensuing riot, and she said, I feel like I was basically following my president. I was following what we were called to do. He asked us to fly there. He asked us to be there. So I was doing what he asked. And there's now deleted video of her marching to the Capitol saying, we are going to effing go in here, life or death. I think we all deserve a pardon, she says. I'm facing a prison sentence. I think I don't deserve that. And she's not alone. There are others that equally have put themselves out there on social media, have been arrested, they're out on bond, and they're seeking a pardon. The QAnon shaman, he's probably the most high-profile rioter, the so-called, because that's what he's being nicknamed, who broke into the Senate chamber, posed at the dais with a spear, wearing a horn fur hat and animal skins, also asking for a pardon. And then there's a whole bunch of others that are as well. And again, he's being advised not to pardon them. There are others, though, that have been pardoned for various things. And some of them are familiar names on that list. Before we go there, though, Joe Biden was at what is being called a COVID-19 memorial, where there was these tremendous lights, 400 lights, because, you know, it's over 400,000 people who have died from COVID from COVID-19 in the United States of America. So this is a stunning memorial to them, I have to say it, whoever came up with this genius idea, the 400 lights that go all the way down, you know, the receding, I call it the receding pond that goes all the way down from the Washington Monument to Lincoln's Memorial, is just incredible. And he was there and spoke in the early evening hours on Tuesday, and here's what he had to say the night before he will be inaugurated as the next president.
As I said to His Eminence as we were waiting to come in, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, if there are any angels in heaven, they're all nurses. We know from our family experience what you do, the courage, and the pain you absorb for others. So thank you. Thank you. Your Eminence, Cardinal Gregory, and Yolanda Adams, to heal, we must remember. It's hard sometimes to remember, but that's how we heal. It's important to do that as a nation. That's why we're here today. Between sundown and dusk, let us shine the lights in the darkness along the sacred pool of reflection. Remember all whom we lost.
All right, so like we said, the lights were incredible. That was his moment before the inauguration. The word is that the main theme of the inauguration speech is going to be about unity. There will be no secret handshake, handoff, pass, or any of that between President Trump and President-elect Joe Biden. Does he leave him the traditional letter? We don't know. There is no word on that or rumors or any such thing. You heard if you listened at the top of the show, what the president said in wishing well the next administration coming in. And I think that it's being left at that. Pardons, I will throw this in. There was a big push to pardon former drug kingpin and Death Row Records co-founder Michael Harry O. Harris, and he reportedly has been pardoned by the president. That pardon came after a long campaign by really a secret campaign, I guess you would say, because people weren't talking about it. Snoop Dogg, by rapper Snoop Dogg, who enlisted the help of Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump. And if you don't have any idea who he is, he's 59 years old, and he was set to be released from a California prison on Tuesday. He spent 32 years in prison for attempted murder and cocaine trafficking, and alongside other rappers, Dr. Dre, Tupac Shakur, Snoop Dogg recorded under that record label in the 90s, and he was convicted of attempted murder and kidnapping in 1988, and so there you go. And Snoop Dogg said he would leave the U.S. if Trump was elected, and now he got the pardon. And I remember at one point he did say that. And then he gets the blessing of the president by helping to get this pardon for his friend and someone who gave him a big break in the record industry. Some other clemencies granted by the president in his final days in office include former campaign chair Paul Manafort, longtime confidant Roger Stone. I don't think either one of those are a surprise, you know, whatsoever. Could be some other curveball, perhaps something that we, you know, still don't know at this point. And as I said, the Capitol rioters are lobbying to get a pardon for what happened and what they were charged with on January 6th. There were a lot of people that were arrested, not all, maybe all 100. They have people representing them, whatever. They may have lobbied for that. But there's some that are more high profile, I guess I'll say, because you see their pictures in the video and they're the names that keep popping up because of things that they streamed and all of that. What to make of Mike Pence, the VP? He plans to return to Indiana on Wednesday, to his hometown of Columbus, Indiana. And he has opted to go to Joe Biden's inauguration in lieu of President Trump's farewell event at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland. He says because of logistical problems, he will, leave and go back home with his wife. So the vice president will split his time between Indiana and Washington, D.C., they say, for the foreseeable future. Remember, he served as a congressman for 12 years and for one term as governor of Indiana before being tapped to serve as Trump's running mate in 2016. All right, coming up, what do you have to say about all the things that are going on, including the big jackpot mailbag coming up?
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has now passed more than 400,000 deaths from COVID since the beginning of the pandemic. The country has averaged more than 3,200 deaths a day for the last 7 days, as Tuesday became the first day since New Year's Day that there are less than 200,000 new infections reported. At a memorial service for those lives lost to the pandemic, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris said it's a time for the nation to grieve and to heal together.
We gather tonight, a nation in mourning, to pay tribute to the lives we have lost. A grandmother or grandfather who was our whole world. A parent, partner, sibling, or friend who we still cannot accept is no longer here. And for many months, we have grieved by ourselves. Tonight, we grieve and begin healing together.
This is USA Radio News. 12 members of the National Guard sent to Washington, D.C. to help secure Wednesday's inauguration have been sent home following a vetting process. Defense Department officials say two had expressed anti-government sentiments on social media, with the other 10 being removed for a variety of reasons. General Daniel Hawkinson, chief of the National Guard Bureau, said those troops were sent home out of an abundance of caution.
We work very closely with law enforcement, and if there's any identification or anything whatsoever that needs to be looked into, out of an abundance of caution, we automatically pull those personnel off the line and make sure that they're not part of the mission set. And in certain cases, we make sure that we get them sent home. But we're in very close coordination also within our organization. We're kind of a family in the National Guard. We grow up together, we work together, and we keep an eye on each other. And if there's any indications, we immediately address it through the chain of command or law enforcement, the appropriate level of agency.
This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
The lighter side, thanks to Brenda listening to us in West Virginia doing that watchdog thing. She says, Kate, I was so glad to hear that you have family in these parts and that you talked about Wheeling one night. And I guess you went to school in Ohio and you spent a bunch of time in West Virginia. Yeah, there's some great parts to West Virginia, some really pretty areas. But I won't, you know, gush all over West Virginia. I can, but I'm going to get to the point of what the email is. And she says, please, did anybody win the Mega Millions? Because it's outrageously high. Outrageously high is one way to put it. It is the third largest lotto in our history. $865 million, the Mega Millions drawing, right? If you had done the cash option and you won, you get $638 million. Now, maybe a couple people win and you have to split it up, but can, you know, who's splitting hairs? That's crazy. There's a lot you could do with $638 million. But here's the news. Here are the numbers. I'm going to give you the numbers because perhaps you have the ticket, the golden ticket. And then I'm going to tell you what I saw, how it was broken down quickly. So the numbers are 10, 19, 26, 28, 50, 16 is the Mega Ball. 10, 19, 26, 28, 50, since you asked, Brenda. And according to the numbers that I have, if this is correct, the nobody's done it. So nobody hit the jackpot. 11 people hit 1 million. You know, they have that megaplier thing. So then two people hit 2 million, which that would be pretty sweet, right? But the thing is, if you were one of the 11 that got 1 million, do you know what that means? That means that you got every single ball. You were looking through your tickets and you hit all those numbers I said. You just didn't have the mega ball. That'd be so wild. So excitement over a million. A million is a million, but so close to an outrageous jackpot, to a crazy amount of money. And then you go down the list, and of course, the biggest numbers are always the $10. You have three balls and you win $10. And that was like 246,648 people. So needless to say, that jackpot is going to be even bigger. I think it'll get up to $1 billion, a $1 billion lottery. Wow. So, all right, we move on. We move on to this one from Terry. And this is the first time Terry's emailed. Hi, Kate. It's the first time I've emailed the show. I enjoy a lot of things about your show. I like the fact that you dive off into the shallower end of the pool sometimes because I'm tired of the same old angry white man talk that I hear, sorry to say, during the day, even though, like you say, you like a lot of people in radio, and that's how it goes, and that's what's selling. But we get tired of that. So I like the fact that you can fill in the blanks with some other things that are happening. I like some of the authors and some of the other things that you talk about, like binge watching, or give us an idea of some things that we can watch. But my question is a serious one, ironically. It's about COVID-19. I heard you say you would get the vaccination, so you have absolutely no trepidation about getting the vaccine. I have no trepidation. I'm getting the vaccine. When I can get the vaccine, I'm on a list. I will get the vaccine. I will get the vaccine. Right? There was just a poll that was done, and polls are polls, right? Washington Post, ABC. And they found that more than six in ten Americans said they would probably get the vaccine. Probably get the vaccine. I mean, I guess it is, this whole thing has been so frustrating and insane and crazy. It is. It is like a movie. It is like a tragic movie where people didn't think that it could happen to them, and they got COVID. They didn't know it. They gave it to someone they love and they died. And that's not how everybody went down, but there were moments like that. There were people who got COVID and spread it in retirement centers where people that were relatively healthy could have lived a little bit longer. And what do you tell their relatives? Remember that in the very beginning especially was shocking. And there was a lot of stories because we have over 400,000 people. So to me, I keep looking at what people say. I keep talking to people who have had the vaccine, like my cousin, who is a nurse at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. She's had two doses. She feels good. She didn't get anything. She said, hey, it's a shot in the arm. Yeah, maybe you get a little sore. That was it. Nothing. No weird reaction. Nothing happened whatsoever. My other cousin also works in the health industry for some doctors in Philly, and she's getting the vaccine and has no trepidation about it and has kids in the vulnerable area where one's in college and one's a senior in high school. And so there's different stories and different ways people feel about this. But yes, if you're just flat out asking me, no. I mean, the people around me that have gotten it, they said it was fine. I've seen other people get it. If you wanted to look at people of note, which I don't think you should ever base your life, by the way, on what celebrities do. I mean, I don't care what celebrities do that, Sting got the vaccine, so I think I feel safe with Moderna. And I'm just using him as an example. I have no idea if he got the vaccine. The Queen did, and, you know, she's in her 90s. And, of course, many of our politicians have gotten it, but I just keep looking at it. I just keep looking at what we're getting with the data. And to me, there have been some reactions, but not enough reactions to scare me from saying I can't do this. All right, this one is from Thomas. And Thomas is listening to us in Kentucky. Kate, two things, if you'll allow me. One, I laughed so hard when you talked about Mitch McConnell talking out of both sides of his mouth. that he reminded you of a character in a comic book, Two-Face, and also the story that you did, the mic drop, about the guy who spent 3 months living in the Chicago airport, which shows us what a joke airport security is. You've been saying that for years. You've talked to the TSA. You've talked to other people. I can remember another show you did, so you can tell I'm a longtime listener and remember this because it stuck out in my mind, that they were advertising on pizza boxes in Washington, D.C. for people to work for the TSA, and you wondered out loud why they didn't hire ex-cops and people like that that could probably use the cash and had a keen eye for spotting things that seemed awry. Wow. Well, thanks for sending the email and remembering all that stuff. It is true. I remember that. That was a long time ago when, you know, the search is on, TSA, and I have traveled to so many different airports and have had so many interesting experiences. Many of them have been fine, no problem. I've seen some crazy things that make no sense to me, and I think it is scary. The key is not the man. He was afraid to go home because of COVID, and passengers gave him food, and he grew out his beard, and he lectured in the airport to travelers about Buddhism and Hinduism, and he just evaded security by wearing an airport worker's ID badge, who, by the way, reported it was missing 3 months ago. So that whole thing demands an investigation, and to me is frightening and just shows you, gee, you think somebody can get through the airport and do what they want to do when you see something like that? Once again, we're not looking real good for anybody who wants to come from some other place and decide, yeah, there's some weak spots in the United States. All right, let's take another one. This one comes to us from Sam, and Sam says, Kate, do you think that Mike Pence, who has been a political person for now a couple of decades, do you think this is it for him politically speaking? Because to me, it seemed like he had one foot in and one foot out when it comes to the president, backing him all the way through until the very end. And then, of course, the outrage of the riot at the Capitol, and now going to be there for the swearing in of President-elect Joe Biden and not participating in the farewell of President Trump, even though he's mostly backed him his entire administration. What does he get elected as? Would people in Indiana elect him as their governor again? Would he run for governor again? I mean, he's been the guy in the president's 4 years who has, you know, been there, who's been the VP, who's handled whatever's come in criticism-wise of the Trump administration. And now he is the one foot out. And now he's doing more ceremonial things and historic things that the president wasn't doing, whatever it was, whatever the things are that he decided he was going to do, like thank the troops at the Capitol ahead of the inauguration, you know, that kind of stuff. Some people call him, he's the understudy. And he's certainly not the only understudy who's taken up the mantle of additional duties. And that did happen throughout the presidency. That happens a lot when you're the VP. I mean, the coronavirus pandemic, all of that, that was something that he was working on, if you remember. But I don't see him getting elected by the people of Indiana. So what would he be elected to? So my answer is I don't see him in politics. I don't see him in politics. All right. The music means we are moving on to one of my favorite things that we do just for fun. And you know what that is? Yeah, the mic drop moment. There's always a few, and we got them on the flip side.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Because we're making the final turn for this hour anyway. I love the final turn because it's the big payoff. There's so many things we could talk about, including, of course, the all-important mic drop moment. And we're going to get to the mic drop moment, rather, in a second here. But a couple of quick hits for you. There was a story that we talked about this woman who took a laptop from Nancy Pelosi's office in the Capitol riot, and she was going to send it to the Russian spies, allegedly. And I saw the funniest line of all. It's not funny. It's outrageous, if true. But the line that I saw, and it was on Yahoo, I think, they said, planning to sell Nancy Pelosi's laptop to Russia is just like bungling Brad Pitt in Burn After Reading. Ooh. Yeah, if you saw that movie, that was a whopper. So this is a 22-year-old Riley June Williams. Warrant for her arrest over the weekend. The FBI wanted to speak to her about what happened with this you know, claim that she stole the laptop. She was going to sell it to a friend in Russia to sell to the Secret Service, Russia's Secret Service. The FBI said that that plan fell through. Oh, the plan didn't work. Just like in that movie, the plan didn't work. There are some very strange similarities to that. So, I don't know. Maybe she saw that movie and decided that she was going to tell that tale. So I don't think she's arrested for doing the whole capital rioting thing. But forget about the laptop deal. That's not real. It's fake. So fake news. Unless somehow a mysterious laptop turns up. All right, to me, we live in the world of you watch television, and you probably have to cover your kids' ears more for all the side effects of all the drugs we're taking, because it seems like every commercial I see, I don't care if you're watching Wheel of Fortune, or you're watching the new show FBI, or you watch This Is Us, whatever it is, there's going to be drug commercials in the middle of it. And fine with the drug commercials, but then they have all the side effects, and they're always the unmentionables or things you don't want to hear about, right? That makes you think, geez, do I need for you to name that I have another form of depression, or I have something wrong with me? I have arthritis. I have this. All these conditions. And it just seems like we have a box of conditions to me. So there's a new deal that's going around that I've seen some advertisements from, and I'll call them infomercials, about emotional exhaustion. It's that feeling they say you can't name, and they're naming it. It is emotional exhaustion. What is emotional exhaustion? Well, emotional exhaustion, it's used when you talk about burnout. Stressors, responsibilities mount to the point that someone feels they don't have any energy left to expand. How to tell if you're emotionally exhausted? What are the signs? There are a number of signs: irritability, nervousness, frustration, loss of motivation, feeling disconnected from other people. Well, guess what? I have news for you. We're all emotionally exhausted. Everything I just described is what we feel during this pandemic. Do any of you listening to me feel isolated? Do you feel irritable? Of course you do. Do you feel nervous? Of course you do. Are you less motivated? Of course. Do you feel disconnected? Of course you are, unless you're having Zoom parties every day of the week. And then it's like the Truman Show, because you're looking into a computer. You're looking into a computer. So to me, that is the mic drop moment. And just because someone calls it emotional exhaustion, it means they can sell you something. So if you need to get sleep and good nutrition and physical activity and social connection, and you need to set boundaries and you're feeling depleted, you have pandemic pause. That's what I call it. Not emotional exhaustion, because we all have it. We all have it. So claim it. We're in the same boat. What do I say all the time? We're in this together. We're in this together, and we all feel this way. I mean, look at the final days of this presidency, and look at the transition to the next president, and look at what the election was like for everybody, and back that up to so many other things that have happened. And yeah, pretty much, you know where we're at. And to our friends that are listening in other places, we feel you too, because you have it as well. For our friends in the UK and Australia and so many other spots that are dealing with those similar feelings, we all want to get out, and we don't want to have the looming virus and all the conspiracy theories or no conspiracy theories or opinions about what you should do, what you should take, how you should be. And there's so many of them, right? It is a hornet's nest. That's what we're caught up in. And we just cannot get out of it. So that's your mic drop moment. Now we move on to a couple of other areas, I think, that are interesting on the day. And when I say interesting, you know, this is the tail end of one administration. The new administration takes over at a time, no matter if you're Republican, Democrat, independent, undecided, hate all politicians, whatever. It's one of the most divisive times, definitely in my lifetime, and maybe for some of you, too, that I can period remember. So, you know, Joe Biden is saying we have to heal, we must remember. That's one of the things he said at the COVID memorial. And he'll talk about unity in his inauguration speech. But how does that happen when you're still transitioning from the other president and you're deciding whether or not, or he's not deciding, but the legislative branch is deciding whether they're going to impeach him or not, because there's going to be one foot in the past and one foot in the present, and you have cabinet members that are just barely starting to go through that confirmation process. So it's an interesting thing to reflect on. I do applaud the people in Washington for thinking of that memorial, because the visual of that, the reflecting pool that features the 400 lights illuminating on the north and south sides, that image with the rest of the National Mall at dusk is incredible. And I didn't realize this, and as I have been to Washington many, many times and have sat on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial and have walked down that area through the National Mall many times, it's the first ever lighting around the pool. So between sundown and dusk, they're shining the lights, and they say in the darkness along the sacred pool of reflection. And I think that is a brilliant thing. I think it does help heal some of the people who are incredibly unfortunate and sad and maybe furious that they lost somebody that they lost too soon. And there are many people who feel that way. All right. I don't want to work. I just want to play all day and win the lottery. I do have a Powerball ticket. I didn't win anything from Mega Millions. I had three numbers on different lines that got me nothing but ripping up my ticket. I don't know about you. Make it count, everybody. Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.